I drink the beer from the glass, but that's boring. That's boot, ooh yeah, that's more likely to be pouring. I have the German accent, and so of course I love beer. But how much can the good hold? 1, 2, 3 beer? Das Boot.
We interrupt this program for a special news bulletin.
Behind the facade of this innocent-looking podcast.
I present you the Ballistic Missile Submarine Red October. My officers and I request asylum in the United States of America.
We are here today to guarantee the personal freedom of every American. And we should never forget the words of President John F. Kennedy, who said, "Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country."
Will you marry me?
Pivot! 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 Pivot!
Now, I would like to introduce the one, the only, me.
Hey, Squiddies, it is Trey, Tattoo Squid Podcast, here with Dave from Beer in Front. You always gotta have your beer in front of you. You know, so how you doing, Dave?
Good, brother. Thanks, man. Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're kind of confined to the house. As not house arrest, but just confined to, you know, other, you know, like COVID wise, you know.
Yeah, I've been, it's been 3 months into it. You know, I missed a lot of work. It's, I mean, all the like fever and cold shit, that's all gone. But I get like these bad headaches. They pop up now and then. Like my sense of smell is still jacked. Like for a while, it was like almost a good month where I quit smoking like 5 years ago, but the only smell I had in my nose was cigarettes. And it's like, no one in the house smokes, no one in my building smokes, but that's all I had. And I talked to my doctor. He's like, yeah, he's heard of other people. So, you know, just hopefully, you know, day by day getting better. But yeah, right now I'm stuck in the house with my dog. She's sitting here next to me, like taking a little nap, and all is good. I have beer in front of me, so I'm good.
There you go. You know, they'll be like, all right, Dave, I'm just going to be right here for a little bit. Yeah. If you need me, I'll be right down here.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, that's fine. Yeah. But, yeah. Now, what kind of dog you got?
She's a rat terrier, so she's a little gangster.
Yeah. They're a little, I think they're a little bit mean, aren't they?
You know, we rescued her. She was like a homeless dog out in Alabama.
Oh,
so
okay.
She's great with people. If you came over to the house, Dre, she'd love you. She loves people, but she sees another dog, she goes crazy. So we kind of have to keep an eye, like watch when we take her out, make sure there's nobody else around.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, in the house, she's the most loving, sweetest little girl. But yeah, she sees another dog, she's going after it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like us, like, you know, like, hey, what do you want?
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah. But no, my brother had a dog a long time ago, and now he has a new dog, actually. But a long time ago, he got a dog. He was rooming with, this like around, I don't know, not college, but, you know, he was living in a house with like four other guys. And this is back where, you know, we're in Long Island. And they went to the city and they found this dog, you know, roaming around like the city and everything. It was all mangy and whatnot. And they felt bad for him. So then they they brought him in, they got him into a car, and then they, you know, it's like, well, he's not going to go anywhere. So then they brought him home to Long Island, and they brought him to, like, the vet, and found out that the dog was probably used for dog fighting or dog training kind of like fights. So, like, put in a thing and just whatever. And, you know, then they clean him up and, you know, nice. And the dog is, like, fast but wild as it is, you know. So, like, he'll get excited. You know, every dog gets excited. But this one just runs, jumps all over the place and just, like, and the butt dragging on the floor. Like, as soon as he runs, like, what they call them, zoomies, I guess.
Yeah.
And so they named him Albany. You know, because they found him in Albany, so why not call him Albany? And he was like, you know, and I loved the dog too. We called, you know, he's just running around and loved my dog as well when I had mine, and we all got along, so it was all good. Now he's got some kind of I'm not even sure what kind of dog it is, but it's a big black dog now. I mean, it's a puppy, but it looks bigger with the paws.
Oh yeah, yeah, they got those big paws that like paws are like adult paws,
for a puppy though. And I'm like, holy shit, that thing's gonna be huge. And then so I'm like, well, what's the name? And it's like it was like a Hawaiian name, like, you know, it means like, you know, peace and something. And I'm like, huh, okay, you know. So, but yeah, me and my girlfriend been thinking about getting a dog, but once we get a place like a house, we'll do that. And we figured if we get a dog. Now we found out we're going to get like a what the hell do they call them? No, the house, like we were going to get like one of those mobile houses.
Okay.
You know, mobile homes and all that. But then the people there, you know, they got their own rules, you know, as it is. You know, it's like, well, you can't have a big dog. I'm like, okay, that's fine. You know, we're not going to have a big dog. And it's like, but why not a big dog? It's like, oh, well, they look aggressive. I'm like, that's only if you make them aggressive. That's what I think. Yeah. So, but then we figured, well, just get the small one. So she wanted to get, what they call them? They look like little fucking horses, I guess. I don't know. She's gonna yell at me later on saying that you explained it wrong. But I wanted, I was like, you know, let's do a Pomeranian. You know, I don't know. Looks like an Ewok. Yeah. And call him, and then but we were gonna call him Dude.
No, she's the perfect size. She's like 22 pounds. So if she gets rambunctious, you could still pick her up with one hand. Calm down. Yeah.
Is it like the week when you pick them like this? Like, okay, fine. You know? And you're like, okay, take it easy.
Yeah, she doesn't like being picked up, so.
Oh, well, there you go.
So you just pick her up.
Only by you.
Yeah, like my wife can pick her up, I can pick her up.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, that's it. Other than that, no, she doesn't want anything to do with it.
No, but we could, if Dre does it, there goes an eyeball. You know?
Yeah.
So, Dave, what do you do for fun? I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, you know what, I just like drinking beer. So, So is there anything else that you do for fun, like when you can do fun?
Yeah, I mean, I like going to shows. I like going to concerts. You know, like going to ball games. I live in Chicago, so, you know, there's ball games galore, whether it's baseball, football, basketball, hockey, concerts. You know, that's like you out in Long Island. It's the benefit of living in a big city. You have the world is your oyster. You could go, you know, hey, I want to catch a ball game today, or I want to go see this band or whatever. You can do it. So, that's, you know, like doing that, catching a ball game. I work in for an airline. So I haven't done it in a while, but used to be able, like, I would fly to places, catch a ball game, catch a day game, and fly home and be home that night. So that was cool. Like, you know, saw some Yankee games, went out and, you know, all over the country to see different ball games. So, yeah, that's really what I like to do.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's always like, see, and you know, because this was cool, man. It's like the show is like a late night talk show host kind of thing, you know. And then you go down there, we just talk about something, and then you could be like, oh, you know, it's like, listen, I got a book coming out, and you know, or something. But you get any, like, new plans for your show? I mean, we're going to get into your show, you know, in a little bit, but, you know, you got any plans for, like, what goes on for your show?
I'm actually branching out, and, you know, funny you mention it, like, this week, the show, I've had the show just hit my 2-year anniversary a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, it started right before the shutdowns and everything, where you initially wanted to go to places and shit like that. And then, you know, that all got, you know, postponed for a little bit. So I have 2 in-person interviews coming up this week.
Okay.
There's a place that makes the yeast for beer, and they make yeast for all these different, you know, world-class breweries, and also for, you know, people that like to brew at home. So I'm going to talk to them about, like, the different breweries they work with. And for people that want to, like, start doing home brewing, you know, they'll give you some tips and tricks. So I'm going to talk to him. There's a brewery by me that is having their anniversary. So I'm going to talk to that brewery owner and, you know, talk about their anniversary plans and shit like that. So it's branching out, going to get, you know, out more, you know, talking to different people out in the wild, as opposed to just, you know, sitting here on a Zoom call. Or talking to myself, which I do half the time.
Hey, it is what it is, you know. It's like, now, when you started doing, we call it the show as it is and all that, what brought up the name? Oh, I mean, it's probably obvious, you know, beer in front. Okay, you know, the beer is in front of you kind of thing, you know. But when you started it, was it because when you started it, that's when everything shut down? And
no, it's, you know, I don't work in the beer industry. I'm just a regular guy like you. I like beer. I like the different types of beer. I like the different styles. But a lot of people, they make it more than it is. You know, they try to rate these beers on, oh, well, last year's beer was better. And, oh, it's too fucking complicated. Just enjoy the beer that's in front of you. If what's in your glass is a good beer, then it's a good beer. Who gives a shit how it was a year ago?
Yeah,
so just enjoy the beer that's in front of you. And that's how I came up with the name.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, when you, we call it, when you started the whole thing, you know, started with beer in front and all that, when, have you done the podcast, like, for a long time, or just when everything shut down?
I literally started it like the end of February 2020. So I had like 2 episodes in the can. And then it's like, all right, well, now what do you do? So it's like, all right, you just kind of have to pivot and go with the flow. And, you know, so I'm like, all right, well, I'll just talk about like beers I like, old school beers. Like, you know, it's not just craft beer. I've had Schlitz as you, well, it's, I got a Schlitz hat on.
All the good old Schlitz.
You know, talk about, you know, like Budweiser, old style. Like, I'll talk about older beers and then new beers that I really like.
What was the old, there was an old, oh my God, I forgot the name. I had it in my head and I just, it just went, bing. Oh my God. Well, anyway, my friend has, every year, I think Labor Day, you know, he always has like a party. There's a bartender friend of mine. And, oh, Meister Brau, that's the name. And every time, you know, when we have, he has this party, he goes, listen, everybody bring your own beer, which everybody does, you know.
All right,
so you bring your own beer, and then you go and you bring it, and then his has, he has like a little alcove, like in his living room. So everybody puts the beer, and it's like all the way to the ceiling, as it is. And then you're like, okay, where should I put this? And he's like, just put it anywhere. Just make sure it doesn't fall down. And I'm like, all right, whatever. So you do the whole thing. He's got like gel shots made up. He's got like food. He's got barbecues. Each part of the room has, you know, a little mini bar. So wherever you go, there is a bar, you know. And then the pool has a bar. You know, it was crazy. But he would go in and, and then the DJ, you know, is like, you know, big guy comes up and he's like, hey, you know, it's like, you know, let's get something to drink. I'm like, all right, we'll get some rum and cokes, and we do this, and make drinks. And he sees this case of Meister Brau. And he goes, the fuck is a Meister Brau? And I'm like, well, it's a beer, I know that. You know, he goes, yeah, but we don't, that's old, that's old. You know, like, back then, it's like old man beer, you know?
Yeah.
So, and you know, everybody has their certain beer that is old man beer, I guess, you know. I mean, nowadays, like, if I drink, like, Bud Light or something, oh, that's an old man beer. You know, now everybody's getting all those, you're the man of the
White Claw and shit like
that. Yeah, White Claw and, one of those imported things. You go to a bar, you're like, oh, let me have one of those import beers or the IPAs or the or the whatnots or whatever, you know. So then the Meister probably saw it, and he goes, you know what? Nobody's going to drink this shit. And he goes, well, the one guy is. And you're like, no, he's going to have two, and that's it. He's going to sit there. So then he ties it up, you know, puts it up there on the tree, hoists it up, and he goes, okay, we're going to do a piñata. You know, and he goes, how much do we have for kicking this can, you know? And we got like about $50. And then we just whacked the hell out of it. And the guy just looked at it, like, that's my beer. It's like, you brought Meister around. Why? You know, yeah. But, and then, you know, you got your Joe shots, and then, you know, girls making out, and, you know, everything started looking fine.
There you go.
It was a fun by all. And I love it when you say pivot. Then I thought about Friends. You know, pivot. You know, yeah. But so what kind of beers do you go in? Do you have a collection of beers? Do you collect the cans? Do you?
No.
You know.
No, I mean I try to find a lot. Chicago's a great beer city, where there's a ton of world class breweries here. So I try to do a lot of, like, local stuff.
Yeah.
I do like, you know, you mentioned IPAs. I like IPAs. I like the bitterness of that. But I like everything. Stouts, porters, you know, regular old school pilsner. You know,
nice.
I like them all. Sometimes, you know, depending on the weather, you know, if it's 100 degrees out, you don't want to drink some big, heavy beer. You want to go, you know, lighter. So some of it depends on the time of year, too.
Yeah. Dave, you look like you're a camping-looking guy. You know, don't you a camper? You know,
I've gone a couple times, but I've, you know, been in the city my whole life. So, you know, we got, you know, a little backyard. That's about it. You know,
you look like you're like a little bit of cousins of Grizzly Adams
I wish. No, yeah, city boy my whole life.
Oh, there you go. Because, you know, it's like, holy shit, man, he's been living out in the wild there for a while. Yeah, but and Ben, Big Ben. Okay, no, but I'm writing down. I'm not a therapist, so I'm not writing this down for like therapy, you know, kind of shit, whatever. This is for the episode art, which you've probably seen on Twitter a couple of times here and there, and you know, and it, a lot of people are like, "Wow, he's really good at doing that episode art." I'm like, "Oh, I just keep on doing it now."
Yeah.
So, you know, trying to get something down here, you know, the rat terriers, the little smokes, you know, the this and that, you know, the pivot, you know, maybe get a little friends kind of thing. But what do you like about, like, movies and all that? What kind of type of movie does the guy from Beer in Front go and watch with whatever beer?
You know, I don't know. I guess I'm like an old soul. Like, I couldn't tell you new movies to save my life outside of, like, the Marvel ones or James Bond, shit like that. But most of the movies I like, you know, the old Clint Eastwood, Good, Bad, and the Uglies.
Yeah.
Hunt for Red October is one of my favorite ones. I'll watch that one all the time. You know, like Godfather, shit like that. So mostly I'm more, old school movie guy.
Oh, okay. There you go. Yeah. But when you go and watch a movie, would you go and, you know, mention like something to the people? Like, listen, you know, when you go watch this movie, you got to have a nice stout, or you're gonna have a nice pilsner, or, you know, what kind of beer? I mean, yeah, there's other people that like certain things, but, you know, do you give your opinion, like, listen, you know, do this, have this kind of beer, and you'll,
you know what, nice. I'm not gonna sit here and shit in anyone's milk. If you like a certain type of beer, then good, then as long as you're enjoying yourself, you know, I'm cool with that. I'm not gonna sit here and tell you what to like and what not to like. You know, everybody's taste is different. The stuff I may like, you may hate. Nothing wrong with it. It's just the way the world goes. So, you know, as long as you're enjoying it, I don't care what it is. I'm cool with it.
All right, cool. You know, and also, we called up with your favorite music.
More old school punk, like Social Distortion. Punk band. They've been around since like 79, 80, something like that. Older punk music, older, you know, rock and roll. Tom Petty, Bruce Springsteen. You know, guys like that, and, you know, and punk rock would be my favorite style.
What's your favorite, you know, since we were talking about, like, you were talking about baseball and everything else, so obviously it's probably like Chicago Cubs, maybe, or
I was a big Cub fan. The owner cries poor all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have more money than God. They want to buy a football or a soccer team out in England. The owners have so much money. I'm tired of them. So yeah. I'm kind of more, you know, following the White Sox now. They got a young, up-and-coming team that play more exciting baseball. But, you know, for the first 50 years of my life, I was a solid Cub fan.
Yeah. Oh, White Sox, we call it, put it on the board.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, I got like, when I was married, we had, we call it, my wife had, now I got to remember how this goes. There was a older brother, then there was her, then there was a sister, and then there's another brother. One, two, three. There's like four brothers after that. Okay. So, and each one has a favorite baseball team. So it's not the same one. It's different. And I'm like, so who likes what? It's like, well, you know, the older brother likes the Red Sox and the Mets. I was like, okay, you know, it's like, well, you know, and then I know my wife likes Yankees like I do. Mm-hmm. And then the sister, I think she's neutral. You know, she's not real. No, I think she's Yankees. I'm sorry. So, and then you get to the other brother, which is like, likes the Oakland A's, Athletics. Oakland Athletics. People, if you know what I'm talking about, Oakland Athletics. And what's the other one? The other guy, well, he's in the baseball sometimes, but he's more into hockey, so it's like the Maple Leafs.
All right.
And then there's the other brother. He's like a Mets and Chicago White Sox. So that's how I knew about the put it on the board, because he's like, put it on the board. You know, he just screams it. And then there's the younger guy, we call it, and he's a New Jersey Devils hockey fan. So he's not into baseball, but you know, there's a lot of different sports fanatics.
Yeah.
You know, but when it comes to like when we get like our ass kicked by, you know, like in Yankees and all that, and then we get that call and you're like, you know, it's like, yeah, hey, you know, it's like, yep, yeah, yep, yeah, they fucking suck. I'm like, oh shit, ah, fuck, all right, whatever, yeah. You know. So, you know, like, screw you, you know, and then they just come over and they start, you know, you know, as you go, you know, saying shit in your cereal, you know, or piss in your Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah.
So.
But, yeah, but now it's weird. Like, I've been in Chicago my whole life, so I was a Cub fan, Chicago Bears football fan. Yeah. But I also love the Yankees. Like, the Yankees are my second favorite team.
Yeah.
And the New York Jets. Always loved the Jets from Joe Namath on, even though most of the time they suck. But I've always been, you know, I mean, if the Bears were to play the Jets in the Super Bowl, I'm going to go for the Bears, being from Chicago. But I'm always, you know, rooting for the Jets or watching the Jets whenever they're on. The same thing with the Yankees.
Yeah, because when, you know, they're, like, looking at me like, oh, you know, what's your favorite, like, football team? And I'm like, it's like, well, it has to be, like, New York. And I'm like, no, not really, no.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, what's yours? And I'm like, you know, the Saints. And was it now the, not the Los Angeles Raiders, but now
the Vegas Raiders.
Vegas Raiders. So I'm like, you know, like that. It's like, well, why? You know, I'm like, well, it's like, I like the uniforms. I like them dark. You know, that's me. I'm a dark person. I like horror stuff. I like horror movies. I like everything Halloween. You know, so it's dark. It runs in my DNA. You know. So that hints the whole thing. But do you have like well, tell us about Beer in Front. Yeah, you know, what do you do with Beer in Front? What's the whole premise of your show about Beer in Front?
You know, every week I still, and as I'm sure you do too, every week you try to figure out, all right, who the fuck is listening to this show? You want to know who your audience is so you could try to tailor it to them and get more listeners. I'm not that smart. So, you know, I think it's like roughly I get half of people that are in beer, half of people that are not in beer. So I try to talk about like some of the news that's going on in the beer world and then just specific beers. And, you know, I don't want to make it too complicated.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's just mostly it's a personal opinion. I may like this beer. Yeah. You may not. But I'll tell you like what it smells like, what the taste is. Stuff like that. And if that's something you think, oh, maybe if I see this one, I'll try it because I heard about this, then I'll grab it.
Oh, so you're like a connoisseur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like right now I'm having a guy on later in the week. We're going to talk beers from Poland, Polish beer. So I have a Polish beer right here.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to him later in the week. You know, we're trying to, with the time difference and everything else, you know, coordinate our schedules, because he reached out to me and said, hey, I'd love to, you know, we'll talk about some beers from Poland. I'm like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, we call it, yeah. I've had guests where they were like from different, like, what was it? I had one from South Africa. And the, like you said, the time difference is so like crazy. You're trying to figure it, you know. And actually, I met a person that's from Australia. And I wanted to see, but I think she's going through what you're going right now. You know, so she's going through the whole COVID thing, where lack of sleep, you know, some headaches here and there. You know, she's feeling better, I guess. But, you know, it'd be cool to go and have her be on, and, you know, somebody from Australia. You know, and then I had England, Canada, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, Canada's a different place. I'm like, yeah, with, of course, you know, but, you know, they want to talk French, you know.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know about French. I know about French fries. You know?
Yeah.
I know about French toast. But, and that reminds me, I got, like, this cool meatballs with the flavors of maple and French toast.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, if I drink beer again, it's done deal. It's all, you know. Yeah, but as it is, we call it, I don't drink anymore. But actually, comes to mind, we call it do you have any fun drinking stories? Like, you ever got to the part where you got so fucking shit-faced, and then you're like, you know, I was like, I can't believe that fucking happened. Or whatever.
Oh, there's many times, like, you don't want to know how the fuck you got home. It was the last time I was really bad was about 3 years ago. And that's, I mean, I stopped drinking for a couple months. And now I'll have a couple a day and that's it. You know, it just you get to the point where, one, you're too old to, it takes you too long to recover from it. Two, it's like, you know, what the fuck am I doing? You know. Sitting here and have no idea how I got home. It's like, nah, I'm not doing this shit anymore. So I've calmed down a lot. But yeah, there's too many nights where, you know, you just wonder, how the fuck did I get home? You open your wallet, like, where's all the money go? Yeah. All that shit. Yeah.
See, I was like the cheap guy, we called. I would go and bring just $20 and that's it. You know, $20 to the bar. And they're like, well, why don't you bring more? I'm like, $20? That'll give me two pitchers of beer for myself. That's it.
Yeah.
You know. And I'm good for the rest of the fucking night, you know.
Yeah.
Because you get a pitcher of beer and then like a small fucking, you know, nice little mug, you know, you feel like a Viking, you know.
Yeah.
Or if you do like I used to do and, you know, just drink the pitcher with a straw, you know, and and then you get shit-faced a little bit more, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's why they gave me a curly straw. They gave me a straw. It's like, no, don't use the little one. Here, use it. We bought you a straw. I'm like, really? And I'm like, oh, okay. And they gave me a straw. And it was like those Taco Bell curly straws.
Oh, yeah. That's what we used to have as kids back in the day. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like when you're drinking your chocolate
Nestle milk. Quick,
kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, chocolate milk kind of thing. But this one had, it was Halloween. So they had like an eyeball that was like in the middle of the swirly, you know. So all of a sudden, there I am, like, sitting there, got my pitcher of beer, and I got the thing out there, and I'm, like, drinking it. I'm like, all right, cool. And then all of a sudden, I can be able to take the eyeball out, and I just roll it down the bar table. And they were like, hey, how you doing? Like, ah, son of a bitch, what the fuck was that? You know? And it kind of worked out. I'm like, excuse me. And a friend of mine would go by, because he only had one eye. So he'll go in, it was okay. He goes, excuse me, did you see an eyeball go by here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, hold on. And they're like, what the fuck is that shit? Yeah. So, but it's like, what is your, now I know you're home and you drink at home and everything else. Did you ever have like a favorite bar that you go to, you know, prior to this whole thing? Yeah.
Yeah, there's a brewery that I love, Revolution. There's a couple locations, not horribly far from me, maybe 15, 20 minutes.
Okay.
But they have all their beers on tap. There's like 10 or 12 different beers. Good atmosphere, good food. So yeah, that would be like the place I enjoyed. It has like an old school bar feel to it, where like an old tavern where you could just sit at the bar, or if you want to just, you know, sit in a corner and drink with all the young people you can. But yeah, so you just sit at the bar, you know, order a burger or something like that. But yeah, that's a revolution. It's probably one of my favorite spots to go to.
That was my next question, actually. Yeah. You know, what kind of bar would be the perfect, well, not perfect bar, but like, what's the bar that you would love to go to more than anything? Do you like to go to those bars that have the big fucking screen TVs with the sports, or you want to go to the dingy bar where it's kind of dark, and then, you know, you're just out there just, you know, drinking your beer, talking to close friends, hey, what's up, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to have a TV on with no sound, just so it's on there, that's fine. But yeah, I'm more like the old taverns, you know, things like that. Chicago's a great tavern city. Oh, I think there's probably still more taverns here than anywhere else in the country. You just go. It's got that smell to it. You got your old school bartenders. Yeah, and you just talk to, you know, all the regulars. You sit there, you have your drink, you know, enjoy yourself, have a good time. Maybe, you know, there's darts or there's pool back there to play.
Oh, darts and pool. That's my go-to right there, man. You just hit my liver spot, you know.
Yeah.
You know, darts and – are you a fan of, like, have you played darts and pool, like, in the bar league or the dart league?
No, just, you know, casually. So I'm not good at it. If I'm good, it's because I got lucky. So I don't play it enough where I would consider myself – good at all at it.
But we called wait, hold on, I want to see something here. Famous, you know, because I want to see if they don't show the thing, because I thought there was like a show or something that was based in Chicago at like a bar, but I think I'm thinking of Cheers probably.
Yeah, that was Boston.
Yeah, that was Boston and all that. I thought there was like a Chicago area bar that was like made from a TV show kind of thing or something like that. I don't know. But that was like, now I guess that Revolution,
call that, yeah.
Yeah, that could be, we call it a TV show kind of thing as well, right? Would you think, or, you know?
Yeah, they're both pretty big. Both locations are, you know, actually one's bigger than the other. But yeah, it's just a brewery, you know. I don't even know if you can get a mixed drink there. It's probably just all their stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe wine, or I'm sure they have like pop and stuff like that for people who don't drink. Yeah. But yeah, it's just, it's got young people in there, but for me, it's more of an old school tavern. You sit at the bar, you know, you order your food if you want. If not, you just order your beers. You sit down, bullshit with the people around you.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good spot.
What's your favorite food to like order from the bar? Is there a preference, or you just
if go? If I'm out sitting at a bar, you know, it's probably just a burger or, you know, a pizza, you know, something like that. Just regular bar food, maybe some, you know, mozzarella sticks, something like that.
Oh, mozzarella sticks. You just hit my fucking stomach a load now, too.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I just had, like, well, I didn't have mozzarella sticks. I had, like, you know, Chinese food, but I should have thought about Revolution. I should have thought of Mozzarella 6. Yeah. But, oh, that's going to be a good thing. What else is there? There was, like, an old thing of going on. All right. Now, I got this question, and I got this from another podcast. The podcast is Dads on Dayquil. You probably heard him. You talked to him. No? They had this thing where it's called 86. You know, so if anything you could think of, if you want to 86 something, you know, like anything in life, what would you go in 86?
Oh, that's tough. There's a lot. How long's your show, brother? How long do we have? Yeah.
Hey, I usually go like an hour and a half or something. So we're just going on, you know, like that. So.
I don't know. There's a lot. I think, you know, recently, you know, this whole bullshit with invading the Ukraine, just let them fucking be, you know, don't be killing these innocent people. So that's probably at the top of my list right now.
Okay.
I got a segment on the show where I call out people as jagoffs. you know, a jagoff is just like kind of like a clown, a jamoke, somebody right. like that. So I probably whack a lot of jagoffs in the world, just stupid fucking people doing dumb shit. Like there's one that these guys are like harassing Girl Scouts, selling Girl Scout cookies, saying, you know, oh, they're fattening and all. Leave the fucking Girl Scouts alone. They're sitting there selling cookies. Why bother a fucking Girl Scout? You know, people like that. Get out of here.
You got nothing to do with them bothering like little kids and shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Dude? Yeah, they're like 10-year-old girls selling cookies. Why are you harassing them?
I was like, you want to harass them? I'm like, harass me. Come on with me. And see, oh, well, I can't do that. And I'm like, why? Because I'm not a little girl? I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know, Jesus Christ. Yeah, I understand how you where you're coming from with the whole, you know, jack-offs. It's a whole bunch of... Actually, my opinion for, like, a jack-offs is the people that call you up for your, you know, there's oh, you got to pay this bill or this and that. Or, you know, because they just call you and then you answer, but then nobody doesn't say anything. And then you hang up and then they're like, well, listen, we called you. I'm like, no, somebody called. You didn't call because... You know, you didn't say nothing.
Yeah, it was some automated robot thing or whatever. Thing,
and you just call it. I mean, that's that. You know, that's why I'm like, I don't like automated shit. You know.
Yeah.
It's like, give me somebody, especially when you're going to try to do your bill. You know, you go on there, you're ready to go and do your bill, and it's like, oh, how can I help you? I'm like, representative. What? I can help you a lot better. No, representative. But representative. But just give me a fucking person. You know, a real
you're sitting here pushing zero on your phone a million times trying to get trying to get somebody with a pulse.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, like the person comes on there, and they're like, "Yeah, I'm like, didn't I just fucking talk to a robot?" He's like, "No, I'm a human being." I'm like, "Oh, so sorry. Okay, you just sound like one of them, you know." But so, what goes on for beer in front now?
You know, nothing like you know. During the week, like I put my thing out on Wednesdays, sometimes a day early, sometimes a day late, but they say 90% of the time I put it out on Wednesday nights. So like on the weekends, you know, if my wife and I aren't doing anything, I kind of like start getting ready. Like, I don't know, like there's podcasters that have like a month worth of shows in the can. I'm jealous. I'm not that guy. I record my shit like the day before. And put it out. I wish I was, you know, that energetic where I could have like a month worth of shows ready to go. I'm just not that guy. So on the weekend, I'll start, you know, scouring the news, see what's happened. Yeah. I mean, I kind of know ahead of time, like, all right, this week I'm going to have this beer. So I'll make sure I go out and, you know, run to the store and pick it up. I'll grab that. I'll do research on it, like on the brewery, stuff like that. And then, like, I'll do a little recording, you know, Monday, some Tuesday, and then Wednesday I'll finish up the last segment, edit it all down, which is the, you know, I'm sure as you know, it's the biggest pain in the ass, and then put it out Wednesday night.
I don't know anything about editing because I just do it, like, say, like this, as it is, it's, you know, raw, uncut, boom, that's where it goes. It's like once I'm done and we talk and everything else, doesn't matter, I'm not going to edit anything of it. The only thing I would edit... And I don't even think of it as editing. It's like when you, because this is like video for like YouTube, but also audio for the platform you use.
Yeah.
So I would go and do, you know, like I do Anchor, and then I get the do the audio. But the only thing I would do is like whatever we talk about, like say Hunt for Red October or you know beer parties or even friends, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, put in there like a little snip clips or whatever, you know, and then do a little music thing or whatever, and then like a promo, and then or an intro kind of thing, and then that'll be it. And then I'll do my little shtick of the thing in the end. You know, like, well, that's it. Why are you still here? Let's go. You know, like that kind of thing. Like you're like a Mel Brooks kind of thing.
All right.
Towards the end, you know, and then But that's what, and then when you were mentioning about like other people that do this whole thing where they have a stockpile of stuff,
I'm
like, that's me, you know, because like as of right now, like this will probably down like in a month and a half down the line. But if you wanted to go jump ahead, you know, like say get it out there so you can, you know, want to have somebody go and and buy a certain thing or something, or you have something planned for, I don't know, like for instance, there was a podcast called Geek Exploration, and you know they were doing a Kickstarter thing where they're trying to get this comic book that they made get off the ground and people going and want to try to help, you know, move it along.
All right. So
it's like, oh, the Kickstarter is going to end, you know, like fucking like in 8 days or some shit. You know?
Yeah. So you want to get that out.
It's like, can you go and send, you know, get this out there beforehand? I'm like, yeah, you know, I can do that. You know, anybody else is like, all right. So right now, like say for instance, like right now I got, I had to say it, you know, Aaron from I Had to Say It. I got his second podcast that I did. We caught, not with him, but he did it on my show. And that was in December. So I still got episodes from December, even before December of Christmas, until now. So I got like about 14 or 15.
No, you can take a nice vacation and still be pumping shit out every week.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's what I like. I'm always the one that always... I never really go like spur of the moment, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm always like, you know, planning shit out. You know, mm-hmm. just like I want to have stuff for each week so that way, like you said, if I do a vacation, at least I can put the shit out there and then it's still good. I don't have to worry about like, oh shit, I got to do this, you know.
Yeah. And Anchor, you could like, I mean, I used to be on Anchor and I dropped them, but you could like, have it ready to go and just say, hey, put this out on, you know, April 15th, or, you know, you pick a day and it's going to drop. Right? Okay.
Yeah. Because they got this little thing in the corner. He's like, oh, you want this to go this day or whatever, or you want to do it now, you know, like that kind of thing. So,
all right.
But now they changed it like all around, which is good. You know, and it's like, oh, you can put stuff for Spotify and whatnot and do like other shit or whatever, you know. But, also, and speaking of which, you know, let's tell where they can find you know, Beer in Front, and where you can find Dave and what Dave's going to be doing. And you know.
Yeah, you can find me at all the places. If you listen to a podcast, just, you know, search Beer in Front. You'll find it there. On Twitter and Instagram, it's just Beer in Front, all one word. You can find me on there. I don't do Facebook or any of that other shit. I'm too old for that. I don't do that stuff. I have a website, beerinfront.com, but it started to be too costly for the amount of people that go to it.
Yeah.
So if you go to Beer in Front, it's still there, but it's done through WordPress and, you know, it's hard to justify pumping in a couple $100 a year if no one's going to it.
Yeah.
So I don't do as much with the website. You know, maybe down the road, if, you know, things pick up, then yeah, I'll go back to it. But, you know, it's hard to justify the cost when, you know, no one's making money doing this shit. We're doing this for our own personal enjoyment.
Yeah, see, that's what I've been saying. I mean, we're doing this for, like, fun. This is, like, you know, like a hobby kind of thing and all that. And I mentioned that to, there was a place, like, I was trying to, like I could see that you were using, you know, the microphones and everything else, and I got the microphones as well, but I haven't really used it because the setup here is pretty good as it is, you know. So I mean, you can hear me very well, you know. It's not like I'm spotty or something, and you know, and everybody else, like, they didn't say anything, you know, like give me any messages saying, listen, you know, we can't really understand your stuff or whatever, but. You know, because I went to go and get the certain stuff. When I started out, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I was using my phone. That was it. I got, like, Anchor on the phone. I did this. I started talking on the phone. I did every day, like, in my car. You know, and just...
It's what's his name? You ever talked to Micro Break? Michael from Micro Break. He did the same thing. His first, like, couple shows were just in his car on the way to work. Just did it on his phone through Anchor.
Yeah.
So, you don't need a $1,000 microphone and all this other shit.
No, you can
just use your cell phone.
But you know what's funny? It's like when I did the thing, like when I go and have people coming on, like I'll have like guests, but you couldn't really do like here for Zoom. And then I would do it through Anchor. But sometimes, like, because I think with my car, I had the, you know, I was doing it through, oh, what the hell, the sync of the radio.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the feedback, I guess, from the radio, and then I would talk to the people that, whoever, it could be a band, it could be a friend of mine, it could be a guy that's a wrestling referee, and then all of a sudden I'll listen to it back, and you can hear that person like he's in the studio. But then when I'm talking, it feels like I'm on a phone, like, in fucking Tahiti, calling in, you know, to a radio station or some shit. So, but to my other point was, like, when I went to go and see about these stuff, you know, after I got the phone and everything else, I was like, you know, I need to get something. So I want to get one of those lapel or something that you put on your, you know, you put the microphone.
Oh, yeah, those here. Little lapel mics, yeah.
Yeah, the lapel mics and all that. So I went to this place, and I'm like, yeah, I bought this thing. What do I need to do this? And it's like, well, you need this, you need this, you need this. And I'm like, really? How much is that? It's like, this is like $300. And I'm like, really? I'm just doing a podcast. Well, it's a, you know, it's a business. I'm like, I'm doing it for fun. It's going to turn out to be a business. I'm like, no, I'm just going to do it for fun. Trust us, you're going to be doing a business. You know, and I'm like, the fuck are you talking about? You know, and, but they are right to a certain point, you know, because you got that online store now. You know, you got your, like you said, the beer site thing, you know, beer in front site that you have that you put in like $100 in. You know, and then we got the sites for like shirts and stickers and magnets and whatnot. And shower curtains. Oh, yes, folks. Yes, folks. I got shower curtains on my side.
Oh, I got. You want some yoga pants, brother? I got you. I'll get you some beer in front yoga pants if you need it. I think you would look good in those.
I don't know that, Dave. I never really tried yoga pants myself.
Your ass would look good in those yoga pants, brother.
That you heard it here first, folks. Yeah. You know that Twiz's gonna get yoga pants.
Yeah.
Yeah. My girlfriend's gonna be like, listen, I don't know what the hell you're drinking. Yeah. But I'm like, I'm drinking iced tea, honey. That's all I'm doing.
Just blame Dave. Just throw it on Dave. Yeah, Dave's the one in Chicago. He's a jagoff in Chicago. It's his fault. Yeah.
Dave's the one that's been drinking, telling me I gotta wear yoga. Yeah. Okay, fine. I'll do it. If Dave told you to jump over the bridge, what are you doing? I'm like, yeah, well, he gave me yoga pants. So I'll think I'll jump over the bridge. Yes.
I wouldn't do that because here's the story. I cannot drive over a bridge. I have the worst panic attacks, anxiety.
Oh, really?
If I'm in the car, if you were driving, I'm good. Yeah. If I'm driving, I break out in a sweat, white knuckle. It's the worst. Whatever, I cannot drive over a bridge. So I would never tell you to jump off a bridge.
It's funny that you mentioned, because we call it my wife was different. She would drive over bridges, which is no problem. Now, I never thought of it. I never even, like, knew about it until she was sick with cancer. But I don't know if that was the case. But, you know, like, I was always doing the driving, which is fine. You know, and I was driving. We go over a bridge. And, you know, like, when you get onto a bridge, like, say you get over to the George Washington Bridge or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you are going to get stuck in traffic, especially on the bridge. And then that bridge is like, then you feel the car going, you know, doing that wave kind of thing. And then she'll start freaking out. And she goes, "What? Can we move? Can we keep going? Can we go?" I'm like, honey, it's going. It's just, you know, it's like, holy shit. And she's freaking out. I'm like, I've never seen that. But I understand your situation that, you know, with the whole thing that about.
But yeah, it's only when driving, like. Years ago, 30 years ago, went to San Francisco and did all the tourist shit. Walked over Golden Gate Bridge. It's not afraid of heights. I look down on Golden Gate Bridge. It's driving. If I'm behind the wheel, maybe it's like a control thing. I don't know. I can't do it.
Oh, shit. You know, I'm afraid of heights as it is. Mm-hmm. So, like me, flying-wise, I'm like, nowadays, if I'm going to go and fly... I don't know. Usually I go and drink something. I have to drink like major amount of alcohol just to get on the plane and just to be on the plane. You know, I'll be like that. I'll be like that guy on, I don't know if you ever seen the movie, Stewardess School.
No.
Well, it's like I'm not gonna say, it's an up-to-date movie. It's a, like an 80s movie, like all those 80s movies that came out. You know, you got Ski School, you got Out Cold, you got this, got that, whatever. You know, this one was called Steward School, which is like basically you got your mixed bag of different people. You know? So they're on there. And a mixed bag of people that's on the movie, and they have to go and do the steward school for some reason. Like, there's a hooker in there that, like, listen, for you to, you know, and the pimp is telling her, like, listen, for you to not be in jail, you have to do, like, a month and a half of the school for the steward school and pass it, and then you're free. You're good. You're done. You know, that's it. No tricks, no tricking, no legs up in the air, no nothing. Yeah. You know? Oh, but come on. You know, and then she, and it's just funny as hell, but there is a part where they're doing their first airplane stewardess thing, you know, real life thing, and then automatically there's going to be something wrong. There's a guy that has a bomb, you know, on the plane, and they're trying to defuse it. And actually, Potsy, was it Potsy? Mouth. Mouth from
Ralph Mouth, yeah.
Yeah, Ralph Mouth. He's in the movie.
All
right. And he's like trying to defuse a bomb. You know, so he's trying to snip this. And then there's this bigger woman that's from Bosom Buddies. I don't know if you remember the show, Bosom Buddies.
Oh, Hanks. Yeah. What was that girl's name? Donna something? Redhead? Or not? The blonde?
Yeah. Is that her? The blonde. Yeah. Donna Dixon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
And then you got
she's married to Dan Aykroyd, isn't she?
Was she married to Dan Aykroyd?
I think she might even still be. I remember, I think she's married to Dan Aykroyd. We'll have to Google this when the show is over, but
yeah.
I think she was married to Dan Aykroyd.
Because I know she did, I know they did a movie, Spies Like Us.
Yeah.
With, you know, because they did a thing. But I thought, because, oh, that was like a spur and one kind of thing, that they both had the same movie. And then they did their Dr. Detroit.
All right.
You know, Detroit. No, okay. But, you know. And they did Dr. Detroit together as well. So I'm like, oh, okay. Now it made sense now. Thanks for clarifying that. Now, oh, but you know, back to the
movie. They're still married. Yes, oh, yeah. They are married. Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to put Dan Aykroyd in here. We're going to go and try to do a something on there. You know, Dan Aykroyd, Donna Dixon.
Yeah.
And then... yoga pants. Now she will look better in yoga pants than me.
Yeah, she'd look a lot better than both of us. Yeah, both of us put together.
Yeah, but so the movie goes like there's a part where the guy, you know, guy's flying, and I guess he does not like to fly. So there's the guy with the bomb. Ralph Mouth is, you know, defusing the bomb, and there's this guy sitting there, and he's like frantic. He's like, oh, and then all of a sudden they don't know what to do. They hold him down. And he's all freaking out. So the girl that's a prostitute, she's like, all right, everybody out of the way, you know. And then she grabs like a blanket and she goes down on him, you know, the blanket. You see the head go, you know, like that. And then the lady that's like, you know, doing this whole like, oh, you know, let's see if they're doing the right thing, you know. And all of a sudden she's like, oh, what the, you know, like she never knew what was that about. And the guy was like.
Yeah,
he got relieved. Yeah. You know, but that it was just a funny movie as it is. So it's like, you know, something to put on your queue of you know, to see what. I don't know if they have it anymore. You might have to, like, you know, rent it or something.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but yeah, I haven't looked for it either. So
yeah,
I have to look Netflix or Amazon or something like that.
Yeah, it's not like we can go to Blockbuster anymore. Yeah. I mean, I miss that. I miss going to Blockbuster. You know, just go in there. Obviously, just driving down there. Like, listen, I need a movie. You know, that's like $3.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, and you get like 18 of them. And you're trying to watch them all in like 2 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we're pretty much like at the point of like the end of the show. I think you. Told them where you're going to be at, where they can find you.
Yeah, anywhere you listen to a podcast, if you just do a search for Beer in Front, you'll find me there. And plus, you know, like I said, on socials, you know, they follow you on social. You know, we tag each other in a lot of shit, across us. You know, I appreciate you, brother, because you're always, like, supporting all of the indie shows like mine, all your other friends. You know, that's the one good thing I love about this community is, like, everybody's out for each other. We all know the shit we go through every week or every month trying to put this together. Everybody's, like, terrific with, you know, plugging each other's stuff, putting the word out. Yeah. I do appreciate you, Dre, because you're one of the best at it. Like, you and, what's her name? Kelly from Drunk Theory.
Oh, yeah.
Always Kelly promoting everybody. You know, I appreciate you a lot, man.
Oh, thank you, Dave. We call, you know, I appreciate you, too, because you're always doing our stuff as well, you know. It's like, but, you know, let's put the honorable mentions here. Honorable mentions, Kelly. And she's a bartender.
Real quick.
Yes.
Can you hear? My heater just kicked on. Can you hear me? You need me to close the door?
No. I can hear you fine.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
No, that's good. We call, you know, Kelly Madden does, and actually she does mixed drinks.
Yeah.
She's like a bartender herself, I think.
I know. I got to get Kelly some of the Chicago liquor. I got to send it out to her. Yeah, Kelly puts together some weird shit.
I thought you were going to say you're going to give her some yoga pants. I'm like, listen.
No.
Like,
Kelly's great. Kelly's great for, you know, independent podcasters. Kelly's the best. I love her. She was on the show maybe 6 months ago.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. But it was just Kelly, because you didn't have like the whole Drunk Theory guys?
No, it was just, you know, asked them, but, you know, whatever scheduling or whatever, she was the only one that was available at that time.
Yeah, I think that's what the whole case was like me, because I keep on asking them, and then it's like trying to get all four of them.
Yeah.
It's like, and I hate being saying about presidential shit, but it's like trying to get the president to come to, you know, fucking Oxford, you know, or whatever. I just come to the Long Island, like, hey, listen, you want to go to the bar? No, I can't really go.
Yeah.
But I should try doing that, Kelly. You know, get Kelly just by herself, actually, you know.
Yeah, any of them solo. But, yeah, no, I had Kelly on the show. She was a blast. A lot of fun. Great episode.
Yeah,
a lot of fun to talk to.
Yeah. If you're going to get, like, somebody that's, like, you know, drink-wise and all that, I say get Chat Smash.
Yeah, you know what? And, like, we follow each other, and that's the only bad thing about, like, you know, this is, we have so many friends on social media, there's not enough time in the day to, like, listen to everybody. And they're always, like, somebody, like, I got to start listening to them, and then, like, you put out a show, or this person, I'm like, oh, I got to listen to them, and then, like, you forget about it. So they're on my list of, like, this is a show I need to start catching up on.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's why I usually, like, whenever I do, like, when I interview, not interview, but, like, when I go and chat with other people, like, every weekend, I have, like, I got, Dave, I got people we call that's already listed until, like, fucking almost end of April. So I still got, like, you know, every Friday and Saturday and possibly Sunday something going on. But now I would go and try to listen, and my girlfriend was saying this, we call it, and she's always saying, like, listen, before you do the thing, make sure you listen to one, maybe two episodes.
Yeah.
So that way you know where you're at and you know what you're talking about. And I'm like, yeah, but, you know, the shit I talk about, you know, I just, it's spur of the moment. You know, it doesn't really matter pertaining to them or mine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we still have fun talking.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about ink.
Yeah. Oh, geez. I was going to ask you about that. I seen one thing on your hand, on your right, I think it is. No, yeah. No, okay, now it wasn't what I thought it was.
Oh, it's upside down. Yeah, it's a ball and chain. I mentioned earlier in the show, my favorite band, Social Distortion.
Yeah.
Their big, they never really had a hit record, but their biggest song was called Ball and Chain.
Always
loved the song, so that's one of them. Not as decorated as you. I probably have 11 or 12.
You have like an anchor or like a cross or something? I thought I saw something that looks like a cross or something.
I have the Prince tattoo.
Oh, that's what... Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm a huge Prince fan, so I have that. But probably my favorite tattoo. My nephew is autistic, and he's not a kid anymore. He's, 26 years old.
Yeah.
But he was, you know, 10, 11, something like that. And he drew me this picture of this lizard. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he used to live back at my first wife. They lived like a couple hundred feet away. So on weekends, I'm like, Bobby, come over. We'll watch a Disney movie. We'll watch something. Yeah. You know, we'll watch that. So, and he would always color and draw. So we drew this lizard. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. And he was like, oh, this is Bill the Lizard. I'm like, okay. So I put it on the refrigerator. Like, he would draw me shit. I'd throw it on the refrigerator.
Yeah, definitely. That's awesome.
So he came by like the next week, and he's like looking at it, and he's like, you have Bill the Lizard on the refrigerator. I'm like, yeah, you drew this for me. You know, I like it, so I put it here. He drew me like 100 of them. First one was like genuine, pure. I loved it. So that's on my leg. That's like my favorite tattoo. Yeah. And then, like, I remember, because I got it done maybe a year afterwards. And, you know, I went over and showed him. And, you know, he's looking at my leg like he knew he drew that. But he knew he didn't draw it on my leg. He wasn't coloring on my leg. So he's like, you know, he's just looking like, how the hell did that get on your leg?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's my favorite. I'm the most proud of that one.
Yeah.
I love that tattoo.
Oh, that's good. That's good. We call it, you know, you should have like stuff donated to like, you know, like doing autism or something like that. You know, that's what I'm trying to do actually, because I got a niece that is autistic. Not a lot autistic, but I mean, from what my personal thing, or not personal, but I mean, a doctor that my sister saw said, we call it like, well, you know, your daughter's not really autistic per se. You need to be having like 12 to like 20 things wrong to be deemed autistic. You know, she only has like 2 or 3. You know, so, but as it is, I, you know, when she first got born, and I was living in Pennsylvania, and then I just got like a baby in angel wings.
Okay.
You know, and then her name is Autumn, so I put like autumn leaves like in the background. And
all right.
But then also I got the light bulb with the puzzle piece that's in it. So I got that like on my leg too. So I put that around it. And then, you know, a friend of mine did it. You know, he's like, hey, man, no questions asked. I'm not going to answer about it. And I'm like, you want something done? I'll get it done.
Yeah.
And that was it. And he didn't charge me at all. So, which is a double plus. You know.
Yeah.
So, so how much tattoos do you have? Do you have just like the arms and the legs and that's it? Or
yeah, I got like one on my leg, mostly on my right arm. Yeah. I have like one on my left, and it's been 5-6 years since I've had my last one. So I'm due. I'm long overdue.
Once you get yourself set and straight, you know, be able to go out that world and.
Yeah, I've got the Chicago flag on one arm.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
yeah, most of the shit's on my right arm.
Yeah, yeah. Once you straight and everything else, and you go out there, and you're like, listen, I need to get something.
Yeah,
just put something on there, but don't make it look so
yeah.
You know, that's what my tattoo artist is like. Well, what do you want to get? I'm like, anything that doesn't look like, you know, like girlish.
Yeah.
You know, anything that's good, you know, I just don't want to be like no fairies, no this, no that, whatever, you know.
I think you'd look nice. You get the nice tramp stamp with the yoga pants, brother.
No, you're
going to be good.
I don't even go that far doing a tramp stamp yet. No. You know, thank God I don't drink anymore. You know, because if I did, I probably would get that tramp stamp, probably. Yeah. I don't know. But, you know, it's like baby on board. Wait, what the hell is that? I don't know. Yeah. But, you know, Dave, thank you for being on the show. You know, this is like intuitive with the beer and everything about Chicago and your upbringing of, you know, of all the stuff going on. And I appreciate you, you know, like you were appreciating what I did. And I appreciate what you're doing with the, you know, helping each other out. And people, when you go and do a podcast, always go to Twitter. I mean, but yeah, you go to Twitter or you can go to Instagram and always promote.
Yeah.
You know, and when you go and say, listen, I got this podcast and I'm doing this and that, you know, what am I supposed to do? Just put your episode out. And once you put the episode out, you know, I'm probably stepping on Pixie's fucking toes right now, but because she's telling everybody how to do the shit. So when you do your episode and you publish it, and then you go and put it on Twitter, and you're like, listen, here's my thing. You know, it's going to go, and we are going to retweet it. We're going to do this. And then you want to get, like, 500 followers, or you want to get 5,000 followers, or whatever. We would all help out to get you to that milestone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're all in this boat together. Nobody, I mean, I don't feel it. I don't see it. No. Nobody's like competing against each other.
Oh, no,
like,
definitely not.
You know, we all want everyone to succeed. Like, we all appreciate the work that goes into it. So, yeah, everybody wants each other to succeed. Even if it's like, if we were doing the same show, nobody gives a shit. We just, if you do a good show, maybe they'll like your show and say, hey, I'm going to go listen to this guy. So even if like it's true crime or comedy or something like that, nobody's backstabbing each other. Everybody's like looking out for each other. That's one of the main things I like about this.
Yeah, we call it. I had, who would I have yesterday? I had Paige from Reverie True Crime Podcast.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
She is an awesome person. That person can deep dive fucking information on anything. And she did a, you like music. Have you listened to Pantera and all that? Or
I've never been a big Pantera. I mean, obviously I know who they are.
Yeah.
But I've never been like a big Pantera fan.
Yeah. I mean, she did like the deep dive on how the guitarist got shot.
Oh, okay, Dimebag,
Yeah, Dimebag. So when he got shot in, on stage, and she, like I said, when I say deep dive, I say that we call that she dives into the person that shot him, what his upbringing was, his upbringing. He had mental issues, and then what the place they were at, what state, you know, how many people were there, how many, you know, what kind of Band-Aid had added on their forehead. I don't know. She had, like, everything going on. And she was so cool. You know, we were just going over a bunch of different shit and just shooting the shit, like horror movies and whatnot. Yeah. You know? But, you know, like I said, that's going to be coming out like, you know, in a month or something down the line. So, but folks, also, and I always do this, I always forget about myself now. You can catch me. We call it, you know, go to Linktree, Linktr.ee /, you know, not the guitarist from Guns N' Roses, but just / Tattoo Squid Podcast. That's TattooSquid. And, you know, you can get everything from Instagram, TikTok, a whole bunch of slew of other shit. Good Pods, you know. It might not be fixed yet, but Good Pods is on it. And that's what's cool about that too. You go to different places and you can upload anything to anywhere, and you know, Good Pods always give you a good and rankings.
Yeah.
And I see you up there, brother. You're up there in like good you know, fucking rankings up there, man. I'm like,
yeah, I don't, you know, the last couple months have been good. Still not great. Like I said, I'm not making any money. I mean, although I got my first promo in 2 weeks. I got a company that went through Podcorn. And I sold them an idea, so they're going to be on in a couple weeks. I'm going to have a giveaway where it's a hydration packet. So you put it in like your cup of water, and it gives you all the vitamins and shit like that. So you stay hydrated throughout the day. So yeah, no one's making money off of it, but you know, it's been doing well. It's been catching on the last couple months, so you know, that's good.
Where can they find that actually? Yeah.
I've got all the stuff. I'll talk about it in a couple weeks because it's called Hydronique.
Okay.
Yeah, it's. I'm gonna have to look at the product in front of me to spell it. But yeah, you can find their stuff on Amazon. But it's like really good. Like especially like for me, you know, I talk about beer. You go to these beer festivals, you're gonna be drinking all day. You want to stay hydrated because you're really gonna get fucked up. So we're gonna talk about that. I'll have a giveaway on that and. Actually, 2 weeks. Today's we're recording this on March 13th, so I'll have that out in a couple weeks, and hopefully I'll work with this guy, you know, in the future on different promos, stuff like that.
I'm gonna try that out. We call it, you know, to get hydrated, especially when you're working in a warehouse, you know.
Yeah.
I'll use that as well, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, folks, follow Beer in Front, follow Dave, you know, and go check out all the beers of your beer enthusiast. Go and check him out, you know, and he has like he has the suds to give to your muds. I don't know. I don't know. You know, I tried to spell it. It didn't work out for me. But you know, but and also if you you know, and if you can get like sponsors from beer places, you be set. Yeah.
Yeah, that's been working on that. It's kind of hard to come by. I got one place out in Alaska of all places. They've hooked me up with some stuff, and I've talked about them, but, you know, whatever. Every little bit helps, and we'll keep plugging along, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's like I tried to get some other shit going on here, but, you know, yeah. We'll talk about that in a little bit, you know, after the show and all that. So, folks, follow, go to Linktree. Like I said, linktr.ee/TattooSquidPodcast, TattooSquid. Go to Dave's Beer in Front. That's the whole word, Beer in Front. And that's on Twitter, and you go to Instagram and follow, like, you know. Oh, and I got to say this, because I keep on forgetting to tell this to people. I'm like, listen, when you go and listen to, you know, like, say, Spotify, or you listen on Anchor, like, support, you know, drop some, you know, some ducats or whatever if you want, you know. That way you can see about the whole, what episode is going to come up next. And go on YouTube, like, subscribe, and hit that Taco Bell fucking bell, you know. You know, so that way, because I'm going to have, like, video stuff of this and of future people I talk to, you know. And the ones I do talk to, I still have to put out there. We could also just, you know, just hit the you know, follow and you notification, and you'll see what pops up next. You know? And then hopefully, you know, we all get some kind of cash ducats.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, I like doing this stuff. This is like you said, we're doing this for, like, you know, like a hobby kind of thing, you know. It's either that or, you know, or shooting squirrels out of a tree or something. I don't know.
Keeps me out of the bar.
Yeah, keeps us out of the bar and keeps us, like, you know, just sane in our house a little bit, you know. The nice comforts of home, you know. But, Dave, thank you. And like I said, I'm going to talk to you in a little bit. You know, we'll talk about, you know, spandex or whatever the yoga
band
is. Or anything like that. But,
all right, well, Dre, man, thanks for having me, brother. I really appreciate it, Dre. You're the best, man.
No problem. So, yeah. All right, folks, have a good night. It's Sunday. It's unusual that we do a Sunday, but hey, I do everything for anybody that, you know, whatever day fits them, I go and do that day. So, and also Elvira, call me. Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right. Everybody take it easy.
Good day, and may the good news be yours.
Closing time.